But right now, ladies and gentlemen, oh boy.
Don't worry.
Got the musical accompaniment ready.
Right.
Yeah, it is
time to dive in to the
Friday morning mailbag. Here is the total accumulation of all your communications throughout the week from you to us via all the avenues of correspondence. And, you know, I do. We do read them. Are you okay over there?
I know it brings you so much joy. And it does me as
I'm starting to feel about that. How you feel about banana bread. Gosh.
Uh-uh.
Which, by the way, a lot of questions. Was that actually the noise you made? And yes, that was unedited. That was on the banana bread. But actual correspondence from actual Hank fans just like you. On the corporate side, we got one from engineering early in the week, saying the inversion is very bad over a large area of Texas, including our coverage area. Thank you. No, thank you.
I didn't get that email. It's almost like they don't think I would understand science and wiring.
You'd have to talk to engineering.
XLR cables.
Maybe it's an inversion. But not to be dismayed, he didn't care about an inversion. Mark Phillips, early in the week, went outside to do his roving reporting.
Sometimes you got to get out of the office, take a quick mental break, get your mind right.
Yeah.
And maybe have some lunch, too. What a gorgeous day here in Sundance Square.
Mark's buying lunch?
Sometimes that's the only way to get away from certain people that have musical instruments in the building. Run away, Mark. And he's a good runner, too.
Would you look at what we have here?
We have an actual stationary... made letter. Look at that. It's a card, no less.
It was, and it's handwritten.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful penmanship. My goodness. It's made out to the LKCM Radio Group, 92.1 Hank FM.
By gosh, that's us.
Yeah, it says, Hank FM, thank you for the Brooks and Dunn weekend salute. Brooks and Dunn were the male version of the Judds. Oh. Every time you play one of their songs, I was boot scooting along.
Well, look at that.
Keep up the great music. David.
Well, thank you, David.
From?
Yeah.
San Bernardino, California.
How about that? West of
Sometimes,
the Rockies. Look at that.
Yeah. You can see, you don't have to move here to listen. You can just take us along wherever you go.
Well, this comes in an email from Chris Pugh. This is, how are you? You made my day by playing the Dukes of Hazzard theme song. Good old boys just a few minutes ago. What makes it so cool is I'm actually driving my General Lee right now as the song was playing. I'm traveling from Atlanta, Georgia to Stephenville and nearing Stephenville now. And then he sent in a picture of the General Lee right there at the
fantastic
Texas state line. He says, I scour through the stations to find a good one, came across your station, and there you are playing my song. Well, welcome to it there, buddy.
Woo-hoo!
Very nice.
Dear Sundance Square tenants and residents.
Uh-oh.
Filming for Lioness Season 3 will take place in the area March 7th through the 12th.
Oh.
Resulting in the following street, lane closures. I don't know, there's all sorts of numbers, feedback. Just be aware. Stay aware.
Well, what if I want to get out?
Sometimes you got to get out of the office.
Yeah.
Take a quick mental break.
I mean, you might as well. You're not going to park.
Doors to go to Will It Floats. Says, good morning, Friday. Today's my brother-in-law, Jerry's birthday. He lives in Denton, Georgia. We got a lot of Georgia, East and West Coast action going on in the show today. This comes from one, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Marlee McCormick. Who yesterday texted me, Blippi stole our bit. Now, Blippi, if you're not familiar, is a popular children's performer, entertainer, educator.
Yeah, he wears like a blue shorts and an orange shirt. He's
so evidently he does this thing where he pops balloons and what goes in. Well, here.
Look at this. Let's see if it sinks or if it floats.
It sank.
So,
it's cake.
Let's see if it sinks or floats.
Listen, Blippi.
It floats. Ooh, I'm so excited.
So we are now suing Blippi and getting a cease and desist and putting a popular children's entertainer completely out of business at some point.
Yeah, I don't think any of that's going to happen.
Or we could pivot to...
What are y'all doing? Sink or swim or what?
Well, we could just sink or swim.
Like
maybe that's the next generation of it.
You know, on these email lists, someone obviously thinks that I am the manager. And I'm here for it.
Okay.
From PeopleSkillsTraining.com, how Heather, you can master the art of handling difficult people. Meanwhile, from OnlineLearnings.com.
Ken Butner.
I leave it.
Yeah, there's a complying with I-9 and E-Verify regulation. No,
yeah.
That's like way worky.
Yeah.
I'm more into the fun part.
Well, see, so, there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. You don't get the engineering inversion emails, but you get that. Because also, what am I supposed to do with the inversion? It's an atmospheric condition.
I'm going to hear faith and praise. I know that.
Brett said, enjoyed your history of CMT yesterday. Oh, we did that on the flashback. Aww. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the launch of TNN. You remember that? I do. And Shotgun Red and Ralph Emery. We will not be celebrating that.
I know. They didn't really give me a job.
This comes from Devin Hazlitt. Works overnight as a nurse. Says, I don't get to listen until I get off work around now, around 9. So actually, the last laugh you do every day is my first laugh of my day. Aw. Well, we can't be your first. We'll be your last. Or last or first.
Yeah.
My blippy will steal that, too.
So here's one from management. Hi. Hank's Cruise Night starts on Thursday, April 2nd.
Darn tootin'.
Are you still good with this? Heck yeah, I am good with this. Let's go.
There you go.
Boom, boom. Meanwhile, Tracy the Barrel Racer, while we're on the subject, was very excited about hearing Jerry Reed.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be? This comes from Gary. I think they're trolling him. Have you guys ever considered doing a podcast?
Okay. Well,
we do. Mm-hmm. It's 4 hours and it includes music.
KB and Heather Lee.
Donnie asked, do you do your show live or is it taped? Well, we do the show live.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of duct tape that maybe goes into keeping this thing together.
Well,
so
it is the inversion.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Uh-huh. Don't be ridiculous. Kelly wants everyone to know that she is free if anybody has an extra ticket to Brooks and Dunn.
Well,
so
that's
we're going to put that out there. And yeah, apparently our influencer game is very strong, KB.
Really?
I'm the promoter team from Harem Fits.
Whoa.
We think you'd be a perfect fit to wear our activewear.
Look at that.
With a little muscle emoji.
Huh.
And a tight workout shirt.
There you go.
I think this may have meant to go to Mark Phillips, but I don't know. I mean, I think we could be influencers, fitness influencers.
Yeah. This comes from Linus. Love that. Why does every app think that they get to pause my music?
Yeah.
No kidding. Stop
Rude.
That. You bring up Facebook, it cuts everything off. And then finally, Dave sent me the press release about a major radio corporation and competitor that filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy yesterday. Don't worry, it's not us. It's the Dallas stations. So I think caller number 12 probably wins one of them right now.
Oh, congratulations.
I think they're going to have to trim back, so maybe only a one-day update. Yeah, there you go. We trim back in no way, shape, or form. Full on for your Brooks and Dunn tickets. That comes up next Friday morning. Fake news.